credit card order for a CD, MP3, or written transcript of today's program, Robert Scheer, on free thought and self-censorship, just give us a call at 1-800-444-1977. Again, that number is 1-800-444-1977. Or you can order on our website, alternativeradio.org. Ed Mays recorded the program. The Kronos Quartet performs our theme music. Joe Ritchie is our general manager and editor. I'm David Barsamian. Thank you for listening.
And you're listening to KBOO Portland, 90.7 FM. The time is 9:59. Coming up at 10:15, Flashpoints is off today. Instead, we'll hear Letters and Politics. Host Mitch Jeserich discusses the history of ancient sites in Iraq reportedly being destroyed by ISIS with scholar and professor Edmund Gharib. At 11 at Stage and Studio, host Dime Roberts speaks with playwright and director Stan Lai about his play Secret Love in Peach Blossom Land. And at 11:30 on Art Focus, guest host Kathleen Stevenson speaks with Aki Ishijima, a ceramic artist from Mashiko, Japan, and Ruri, a ceramic artist living in rural Yamhill County, about the importance of Mashiko ceramics, the effects of the 2011 earthquake in Japan, and the upcoming show at the Portland Japanese Garden. Stay tuned for Air Cascadia with Chris Andre, who will be reporting live from Salem at the protest against liquefied natural gas terminals in Oregon.
Hey KB listeners, this is Stella from the Youth Collective reminding you to tune in Wednesday, May 27th from 6 to 7 p.m. for our public affairs show. We have a whole collection of interesting pieces on politics this month ready for your ears. We'll talk about recent events in Baltimore, explore the history of politically fueled music, and share our opinions on corruption. It's a show you will not want to miss. So sit back, turn up the volume, and turn into KBOO 90.7 FM, Wednesday, May 27th from 6 to 7 p.m. for your slice of current events on the underground.
Hello, KBOO members. You are invited to attend KBOO's Mission and Vision Retreat on May the 30th from noon to 4 p.m. This retreat is an opportunity for members to support the development of a mission and vision statement for KBOO and to share your valuable knowledge about your community radio station. If you would like to attend the retreat on May the 30th, get in touch with Monica Beamer and RSVP by sending her an email at monica@kboo.org or calling 503-231-8032, extension 201. More details about the agenda for the retreat will be sent to you when you RSVP. We hope to see you on May the 30th, and thank you for being an active member of KBOO.
Good morning, Cascadia.
We're broadcasting live by cell phone from Salem, where the anti-LNG rally is getting set up right now. Things will really get rolling around 11:30. First, I want to say you're listening to KBOO Portland, your community radio station, at 90.7 FM, kbo.fm on the web. In case we run short at the end, I want to thank our engineer today, Janet Anderson. Thanks, Janet. Kathleen Stevenson is the KBOO AM News and Public Affairs Director. I'm Chris Andre. And my guest is Sarah Westover. She is the organizer of the Southern Oregon Anti-LNG Movement Action. And she's joining us today. We're standing right outside the Capitol and setting up. Sarah, here we go.
Hey, thanks for having me, y'all.
Well,
So we're here in Salem today. We are bringing hundreds of Oregonians who are going to converge on the Capitol steps to take action against two proposed liquefied natural gas export terminals and pipelines that are being proposed in Astoria and Coos Bay. We are very concerned about the environmental, social, and economic impacts of these projects that will take place in our rural communities. And we are hoping that our governor, Kate Brown, will stand with Oregonians in taking action to stop energy companies from dictating the way we do business in Oregon and lead us to a clean energy future. The issue is always jobs. This is what is presented as the reason for all of these egregious actions on the part of corporate interests, many of them out of state, many of them offshore. And the reason they get away with it is because they imagine that Oregonians are not going to stand up and speak out what we are. We have had guests on, many listeners remember Redwood Landing, Dan Sears, there has been a consistent and consistent opponent of the desecration of our coastal waters and river waters, which affect all the land in Oregon. It is a stand that we all have to take. I want to ask Ben Sears of Oregon River Keeper to join us here for just a moment to talk more about why the governor is key and central to the decision-making process here. Ben?
Hi, this is Dan Sears with Columbia Riverkeeper. So today we're getting together on the Capitol steps to send a clear message to Governor Brown. She is the new governor of Oregon, and with new gubernatorial leadership, we have a new opportunity to set a different direction when it comes to LNG in our state. So Governor Brown has a lot of authority and a lot of power, and we're hoping that she wields it to protect our farms, our forests, and our rivers from liquefied natural gas. If you haven't planned on coming already, we're getting together at 12 noon on the Capitol steps. We hope to see you here. Thanks, Chris.
Thanks so much. It was Dan Sears at Columbia Riverkeeper. Busy person today, busy man, as we all are. This has been a long time coming and an important moment. And we want to make the most of, if you're not here today, it's easy to go to the website, 350.org, Columbia Riverkeeper. Citizens Against LNG, many more. Google anti-LNG and you will perhaps not be surprised to see what emerges. We're going to talk to a few more people.
Virgil Robinson and Jeremy
Hicks Cayola joining us by phone live on KBOO Community Radio.
Hey, everybody. Yeah, we're Crayola. We're out here at the LNG protest. We're going to play in a few minutes from 11:30 to 12. We hope you all come out and see what's going on. It's going to be important that you're here. Jeremy and I are behind this one. We're in all the way, and we want to see people support it. So hope you'll come out. Thank you.
The voice of musicians, the voice of artists, this beautiful artwork here. People are beginning to gather. The Iron Man action starts at 11:30. And we'll be with that. We'll be recording that for your KBOO Evening News broadcast today. We're going to talk to a few more people here. I'd like to, can I, and your name is? Mary? I'd like to ask you to talk a little bit to our KBOO community radio listeners in Portland. Bonnie is going to be on just now in a moment. Bonnie, would you mind talking to the KBOO listeners in Portland, supporters and listeners who really are, I guess you could say, listening in solidarity with the action taking place today in Salem, Mary?
Hello? This is Bonnie McKinley. I'm at the site of the Capitol, which today will be no LNG for the state of Oregon and, of course, beyond. We're opposing coal, oil, and gas, but today is the LNG day, liquefied natural gas, or liquefied fracked gas, because that's indeed what it is. Oregon has two proposed LNG terminals, one in Coos Bay, biggest on the West Coast, and one in Warrenton up by Astoria. Both these have connecting pipelines. The Coos Bay terminal and the connector pipeline, the connector pipeline is sponsored by a Canadian company, Veresen, and it's a Pacific Connector pipeline. So it's not too late to get here. You're welcome, but if you can't get here, please call Governor Brown and ask her to keep LNG out of the state of Oregon. Thank you. Bye-bye.
So, that was funny with, again, with NRLG campaign that is in full swing, really getting to roll now. And the best part is that there are kids arriving from time to time in buses to tour the capital. So they're getting a first-hand experience of what direct action looks like and what they can look forward to as they grow up in the state of Oregon, where we are doing everything that we can to preserve and protect the legacy of our environment. Janet, if you're still with us?
Yes, you're still with us, Chris.
Are you still with us?
Yes.
Okay, great. This, people really are beginning to show up now. There wasn't so much, we just got here, but these steps are showing up. We'll take, we'll shoot some video, put it up on the website also. So look forward to that. But I'm still going to get somebody else on the line. Could you, your name is?
Alex.
Okay, Alex.
Sure.
Yeah, Alex Ferris is joining us. Also an activist, and red t-shirts are everywhere. And he's going to talk a little bit to listeners. This is Kate on KBOO Community Radio. Here, Alex, take it away. Why are you here today? Why is this so important to you?
It's important to me because I'm a young person. I think about climate issues. I think about states' rights issues, and I think about community rights issues, and this is all of those bundled into one major issue, and I see awareness as our primary problem in this campaign. So rallies such as today's rally in Salem are crucial for us to be spreading awareness, making sure people know that this is going on, not only in one place, but in two places in Oregon, and we all need to be educated on the issue, and then do something about this this LNG issue.
Alex, I want to ask you one other question here. Why do you think these corporations, most of them are out of state, many of them are offshore, and have basically, they've got nothing to lose. If they destroy the environment, it isn't their view that is going down the chute. They'll move on to greener pastures and leave us to pick up the pieces and put the wreckage back together. There are some things that you can't put back together, but why do you think, Alex, that these corporations are focusing so intensely on Oregon? Every other, Mexico has said no, Canada as well, Stephen Harper can't say much about that, but why Oregon?
Oregon's the weak link for several reasons. One of them is this awareness issue I just talked about. Not a lot of us know about the LNG issue. Another big Oregon characteristic, though, is our timber industry and how we've been so accustomed to being exploited by these huge industries that do not listen to the people, they don't listen to the laws, they sidestep all of this, all these processes that we've set up to make more money. So we're somewhat used to this story, and we're for some reason willing to continue to let it happen. And I think it's not only representative of Oregon's political will and political consciousness, but also it's representative of our greater capitalistic system that we don't do anything about these corporations that get away with these major projects that put the public at risk and put our ecosystems at risk. And we continue to let them do it because our system allows for it. In fact, it invites it in, and accommodates these huge projects and facilitates them to happen all over the United States. It's not just an Oregon issue. It happens everywhere. And this is just currently what Oregon's going through. But it's representative of a greater system.
Thanks so much, Alex. We're almost out of time for here. Talking about the offshore companies that come in and ravage the state all in the name of money, that's why we're here today. That's why so many people gather to talk about this. Hey, hopefully we'll be talking with Kate Brown. And I just wait to testify. This is a gate that's not in the public interest in any way, shape, or form. And we are charged. It's our responsibility to protect and defend our environment. There is something to hand down to future generations. We just talked with Alex Harris. He is here today because he is concerned about this. This is his Oregon, and it belongs to all of us. We just talked to, if we have time, one more person before we go out. Hi, I'm Chris Andre. I'm with KBOO Community Radio in Portland. I wonder if you would like to talk a little bit about what brings you here today. Yes,
gotcha. I'm Catherine, and I'm here. Hi, I'm here today because I really believe that people need to stand up for themselves and put an end to all this nonsense of wealth and greed taking over our country, our homes, and compromising our safety, our environment, and our water. It's just a crime that we have to stand up to, and the more people that get out and make a noise and a racket and let them know we aren't going to take it anymore, the better we'll all be. Thank you.
Catherine, thank you so much.
And that's all the time we have for this live report from Salem. Thank you, Chris Andre, host of Air Cascadia, from the protest in Salem.